your mobile. You finally decided to show up somewhere. W2T mobile.
Good morning, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
I hollered for you earlier. Well, I just got out of the dentist's office and got a running errand down here in Wade Hampton. Had my teeth cleaned. They went about $400 or $500, but I have dental insurance, so usually only cost me $15 or $20, so that's a good deal.
Went down to the big town spot this morning. Down there, actually, Powdersville exit off 85. And got down there on inspection. It's all kind of, they want a drawing of the building, measurements, and it's all screwed up because it's a strip mall, not a single building. And it's got like 20 stores in it, and I can only do so much of it and get it on paper or something. Anyway, and call for support and not get it back. No, I hollered for you when I was headed down this way a little after about 9:30 this morning.
I turned the radio on in the house, but I didn't hear you. But you say Piedmont, I guess. You kind of cut out there a little bit. We just got up, ate breakfast, and I didn't do anything else, really. Go down here to Delta Dental, which is about 5 miles from the house. They really do a fine job. Got no complaints. It's torture, especially with that that blaster, that sand blaster that uses salt and water. It really sucks.
You swallow it, you're just supposed to let them clean your teeth and then vacuum it out. You know, it's one of those type situations. So. Yeah, I was down in, actually all the stores said Powdersville, but my GPS said I was in Piedmont, so, you know, I go by whatever that says, so I'm headed back towards the house and everything, and trying to get through this traffic out here northbound on 85, and you get these people to pull over in front of you, and then they step on their brake to slow down. Why'd they bother getting in front of you to start with?
That's for sure. Oh, boy. Well, I think Bernice is baking, getting ready for the 4th of July celebration down with the daughters. And I don't care to go, but I don't have much choice about the matter. I got to take her down there and deliver the stuff. But for the next 2 days, she'll be tied up. Don't worry about her because her knee's been hurting her real bad, and she won't go to the doctor, so, you know, I can't make her, but I kind of got her convinced it's better off to get it taken care of in advance rather than later.
Now, I was in the high-speed lane over here, the extreme left lane, and I was doing a certain speed limit, and this Buick Enclave pulled in front of me, and then he slowed down. And didn't make the speed that everybody else in this lane was making. Oh, as you say, they drive among us and everything. So, anyway, I don't know why they bother to get into that lane. And now he's pulling back, not even watching where he's going, and almost pulled into the side of me. Jeez, people. W2G Mobile.
He can't troubleshoot for stupidity. That's what we always used to say in maintenance. I get behind them like that, and I usually flicker my lights a couple of times. But, you know, in the United States, it doesn't do any good. People don't even know what it means anymore. But when we was overseas many years ago in Germany, if you come up behind a car and you flicker your lights at them and they were in the fast lane, they were obliged to move out of the way. And you know, they did. It just worked every time. I was really surprised at that. But that was out there on the Autobahn. And if you don't, and you're caught, they'll ticket you for it. But they got a lot of those automatic ticket things over there. They shoot a picture of you and mail you the ticket. I don't know if I'd like that or not.
Some towns in South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida,
that have at traffic lights, they've got these cameras that if you run a red light or you go through a yellow light, on a yellow light sometimes, they will take a picture of you, of your tag and everything, and they'll, and you'll get, and then the company that manages that form will email, will send you a ticket in the mail, fine, that you have to pay. You have to send down to the town in Florida, wherever it is that you got the ticket from, and they, you know, and if you don't do it, next time you go down there, your license number plate will be on the list to get. By the way, I passed something a while ago I haven't seen in a good while. I passed two Greyhound buses that were running together that were chartered buses. And you don't normally see a bunch of Greyhound buses over here in this area anymore.
Years. That's amazing. Continental used to be a big bus thing in the old days. But they should run tour buses up to the casinos from here. I think they'd have a lot of people that ride those. I was told one time they had them, but I'd never seen one. But I don't know if I'd want to be on a bus up in those mountains or not. But there you go.
Those bus drivers are taught real well about where they're driving and things like that, so they can, you know, they know how to drive in the mountains and they know where to back off and things like that on those roads up there. And the ones that drive those ways, because I almost went to work for one of the charter companies here in Spartanburg. There was an Atchison bus lines and they did charters, and a friend of mine worked for them, and I almost got my CDL and went to work for them driving tours, but Ruth got sick at that time, so that took care of that for me. And anyway, so right now I'm trying to get around a dump truck that's falling behind a flatbed truck that's got a couple of little small lifts on it. One's a forklift, and the other's some kind of one of these basket lifts that lift people up to work on things. So, just trying to get by these people so I can get over in the lane where I need to be to get off of this road. But traffic has picked up out here today. And by the way, you have to go to that thing on Thursday, because if you don't, you won't get any lunch or supper or whatever it is they're having down there.
This is your old GR mobile. Yeah, you know, now I was thinking back on those red light cameras. There were suburbs of Kansas City that have them many years ago, so they probably got them all over the place now, but my radar detector picks it up and says red light camera on the readout on it. But they do exactly like you said. They'll mail you a ticket.
If you don't pay the ticket, pay the fine when you wander back down in that area, the cops will be on the lookout for you. And they'll also send the cops in the area you live in to escort you down to pay the fine at the local place. So you just have to be careful out here. Well, I'm actually getting up and then go buy me something to get for lunch, because my little bowl of grits this morning at 7:30 hasn't lasted. I've worked it out outside in this heat today. So anyway, Tom, and I'm going to get in a little more local traffic. So you be careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, I'm down here around Walmart and Taylor's, and so I'll catch you down the line right across from Aldi's. W2T and 0TR clear.